We are on Daf, Ayin Gimel, Omed Aleph. Before we learn over the Tosfos and the beginning of the Sugya, I'd like to just quickly go over the Gemara and the Rashi and then see Tosfos. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, this is around 10 lines from the top. Tanan, gonav al pishnayim, v'tovach u'mochar al piyem, v'nimtso zaymimin, and now we found that they were zaymim, these eidim, mishalmim esakil. So they pay dalet vehe. My love, she'idu al agneve, v'chozru v'he'idu al atviche. They're speaking about, they said, Eidis al agneve, v'chozru v'he'idu al atviche, and then they said, Eidis on the tviche, v'huzmo al agneve, v'chozru v'huzmo al atviche. V'isal kedaitoch l'mafreya hu nifsal. If we will say lemafreya hu nifsal, hani kiven de itzem elohu agneve, since we're mazim them on the gneve, igoli milse lemafreya, dechi isadu atviche psulemave. If we hold like abaye lemafreya hu nifsal, so when we were mazim them on the gneve, so they became posel mishas edusam. So memele, they are posel eidus when they're being made on the tviche. Is amai mishalmim atviche. So why do they pay amai mishalmim atviche? Why do they have to pay beis v'gimel for the tviche? Omri, so the Gemara answers, oche b'mai eskinon ken shehuzmu ala tviche tchilo. Mazam them first on the tviche. So it comes out when they were meyed on the tviche, as yet there wasn't any hazom on the gneve, so they were kosher eidim bishas eidis atviche. So that is why they'll pay beis v'gimel for the tviche. Omri, so the Gemara asks, soif, soif, fine. But now they were mazim them on the gneve, so igoli milse dechi isadu atviche psulamava. But now, after we mazim them on the gneve, so it comes out that they were psulim bishas edis tviche because of mafreya nifsul. So we're back to the kasha, amai mishalmi atviche. So why do they pay for the tviche? So the Gemara answers, behilchese she'idu bebas achas behuzmo. It is speaking about she'idu bebas achas behuzmo. So let us again see the lashon of Rashi. So Rashi says, "Vehilchese sheido bebas achas vehuzmo, v'loy garsinen vehuzmo bebas achas, v'nat goyres vehuzmo bebas achas. The kiven deheido bebas achas, since the edis gneve and the edis tviche was bebas achas, leko lemeima bishas edis tviche psulam havu." We cannot say when they said Eidus Tviche they were psulim ba'afilu imrinon lemafreya nifsal. Afilu will say lemafreya nifsal, so we should say that they were psulim b'shas Eidus Tviche to toich kedei dibur have. It was toich kedei dibur. Ba'azome lo'ich b'slom ibe basachas ibe zechas. It doesn't matter. Mazim dem basachas bezeh hazeh ubelvad sheyezumu ala tviche tchilo. But that we have to make sure she is umu ala tvicha tchila. We had heard later that Rabbi Yossi held l'mafreya hu nifsal, and Rabbi Yossi held teich kedibur domi, and Rabbi Yossi held if we were mazim them on the tviche, so the ganef is potter to pay kefil. Was we say teich kedibur domi, and we had mentioned the shitas arrived. We wanted to say Rashi also holds like the Raivet, and there's a tremendous difficulty in these two Gemaras. Here we're saying, since it was Bebas Achas, so even though there was Huzam on the Gneve, the Mafreya who Nifsal, he's considered kosher on the Tviche. And here we say, if there was Huzam on the Tviche, which was Techele Dibbe to the Gneve, so they, this Gneve becomes possible, and the Ganav doesn't have to pay Kefil, Al Yedei the Hazome of the Tviche. So we said over the Raivet, and the Raivet seems to say as follows, that the gather of Teich Kedibur Domi creates that whatever was said Teich Kedibur, Kilo was said Bedibur Echot or Berega Echot. It is Zakunz Kilo Zoche Vishama Bedibur Echot Nemru. We consider Kilo the Gneve and Tvicha was said Bibasachas. So Memele Rabbi Yossi holds, if you were mazim them on the Tviche, so they became psulim mishas Tviche, so if they're posel mishas Tviche, and at that time they said Gneva also, was mamish bebas achas, they said Gneva and Tviche, so it comes out, the edus of Gneva was said to a person who was posel, to a kat which is posel. So Memela, so therefore the Ganef will not be Mechuyev to pay Kefil for the Gneve, because it was an Edis that was said Al Yedei Psulim, because they were Nifsul, Bishas, Amiris, Tviche, and at that same time they said Gneve. So their Edis will not at all help. So that is why the Ganef is Potter from Kefil. Leidach Gise, if you mazam them on the Gneve, and the Basachas they said Tviche, so we also will not say that, so Bishas Hagodosum Shal Tviche, that means they were, before they said this Hagoda, they were kosher. The Din Hazome was said that you have to be an eighth kosher before you said the edus that we're going to be mazim you are. So if there's a lomdus of teich kedei dibur that it's nechshav, kilo was said bebas achas. So memele, so we consider that the edus gneven edus tviche was said bebas achas. So just like we understand, if we're mazim them on Gneve, there's an einshei hazome, because the rega before they said gonav, they were kosher eidim. They can become nifsal through this agoda, but this agoda doesn't passel them for einshei hazome. That means the din of osisim like hashazoma means if the rega before the agoda they were kosher lohoid, so memele. So now they said Eidus, even though Al Yedei Eidus Zu, they'll become posel, but the Einish Hazome is a person who was kosher lahoid, and now he said Neidus Sheker, so there's an Einish of Kasher Zoma. So just like they were kosher before they said Eidus Gona, and if I assume that Eidus Tovach was said the same rega, the same dibur, so they were kosher before they said Eidus Tvicha also. So Memela, so that is why there's an Einish Kasher Zomam on the Tvicha. So yesterday we mentioned this is the Shitas HaRaivit. We wanted to say that Rashi also holds like the Raivit, but that is how we are miyashiv these two stiridikinyonim. Mitzad Echad, we find even though he was Husam on the Gneve, he's called an eight kosher for the Tviche, in order to get Einshe Hazomet. And mitzadacha, we see if he sues him on the tzvicha, day the skneva becomes possible. And that's the shita's arrived. Now, before we'll see Taisvis, I'd like to mention Taisvis Rabbeinu Peretz, but this will understand Taisvis. The Taisvis Rabbeinu Peretz asks this kasha. But we spoke about just now. He asks as follows: the hashta linyan edis shekoidim lochein chashvina loshas psu. Yes, according to Rabbi Yosi, you were mazam them on the tviche. So we say they were posel b'shas edis gneve. Koskin li edis shachakachs. If you mazam them on the gneva, vada kivisi should be considered psulim b'shas tviche. So why is there an einish kasha zomam on the tviche? So the Rabbeinu Peretz is a new mahalach in the sugya. The Benetar Peretz says azoy. Ki omar. Bafilu ki omar, he goes back first on the Gemara we just learned now. You were mazim them on the Gneve. So the Shaila is, since l'mafreyahu nifsal, so it comes out that b'shas t'aydis tviche, they were psulim already. So why is there einshe yazom on the tviche? Zogt Rabbeinu Peretz, tafilu ki oma l'mafreyuhu nifsal, afilu aysel l'mafreyuhu nifsal, mikom okem einoi nifsal ala tviche meyazoma digneve. He did not become posel by the edis tviche because of the hazoma of the gneve. Why? The kiven, the b'shash sheheidu atviche. When they said Eidus Atviche, Hoyu Yecholin Lachzer Behem Al Eidus Agneve. That means they said Toichke De Dibo Gonach, and they very well know that it was Loi Gonach. The Eidim Zaymemem. They very well know this. They said Gonach, and then they're continuing. They say Tovach. Now. So the minute when they said Tovach, were they psulim la'edis? They said Eidus Sheker already. They said Gonav. Were they psulim? Zogt Rabbeinu Peretz, they weren't psulim. Because als the locha of Toich kedei dib, you could be choyzer me'iduscha. So when they said the word Tovach, it was biyodom to be oike the Eidus of Gonav. So whatever they said, they could still rectify. So Memele, the minute they said Tovach, they were kosher ladies. We can't say they were apostles because they said Eidus Sheker. That Eidus Sheker didn't passel them since it's beyodom to be choyzer from that Eidus Sheker. Im kein ksherem hoyu b'sho she'idu al atvich. So they were kosher. That's pshat in the Gemara. Since the Eidus Tzvicha was said, Toich Kedei Dibur of the Eidus Gneve, and they were then capable of being choyzer on the Eidus Gneve, Toich Kedei Dibur, so we will not consider them psulim as yet, So when they said Eidus Tzvicha, they were kosher Eidus. Now, so that's how he understands the Gemara, that even though Huzmu al Hagneve, they're not called Psulam al Tzvicha, even though I say Lamafreyu Nivsal, because Bishas Eidus Tzvicha, they were kosher Eidim, since it was Biyodom Larzer al Eidus Gneve. Now, that's the Gemara before. Now he comes to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, if you will mazim them on the Tzvicha, so the Eidus Gneve becomes bottle. And the Ganav is potter from Kefal. Aval Hoche, zut Rabbeinu Peretz weiter, Aval gab dikshayrim ninu, when they said the Eidus Gneve, they were kosher. Even after the Eidus Tzvicha, they're also kosher. The Teichke, they nibu kedibu dami. That means that when before they said the Eidus Gneve, they said the Eidus Gneve, they were kosher. Afilu, after the Eidus Tzvicha, they're still kosher because it's beyond them lachzer. After Teichke, they nibu to the Eidus Tzvicha, they can still be chois, it seems, on everything. So why is the Eidus Gneve bottle? Mikol mokim, taime da hoche, lav de mishum de chashvina loy psulim mahi shaita. Not the way the Ravid said, and Rashi seems to say, that they were posul b'shasti, said Eidus Gneve, chas v'sholem. They weren't posul, they were kosher Eidim. The Vakosha Bishasta Eidus Tzvicha, the Vadek Sheira. Elo Rotzo Loima, Ki Heichi, the Mahani Azome, the Tzvicha, Levatel Eidus Tzvicha. Now, let us understand, there are two things. There is Eidim and Eidus. Eidim are what they are, and Eidus is what they're saying. So now, Zuktatoisis Rabbeinu Peretz, if you're clearing a shayla, what were these Eidim, Bishas, they said Eidus Gneve, they were kosher. This was Biyodim Lachza. What were they, Bishas, they said Eidus Tzvicha, they were kosher. Biyodim Lachza. These Eidim were kosher Eidim. But Lemaise, the Eidus, that they said Tovach, after we were mazim them, is this Eidus accepted in Besdin, yes or no? No, it's not accepted in Besdin, we mazim them. We believe, if we say Lamafcheo Nifsal, it's not only mean that, it means that we believe the mazimim, not from Shas HaZomer, we believe the mazimim, that B'shas Agoda, we will not accept their Eidus. We do not believe these Eidus. Ki heichi de mahane hazome de tviche levatel Eidus tviche, the Eidus will not be accepted. Aval gav shohoyu ksheirim ba'ushayt. Again, the kosher Eidim, because it's biyodam lachzel, the kosher Eidim. But will this Eidus, if I say Lamafreyo Nimsal, will this Eidus be accepted? No. We'll not accept this Eidus, because we're Mazim then. Imono Yisim, so the Eidus will not be accepted. Hochinami Mahani Hazome de Tviche, so the Hazome de Tviche, which is Mevatel, the Eidus of Tviche, so it helps Levatel Gam Eidus de Gneve. So it'll be Mevatel the Eidus de Gneve. The name of Bohochi Eidus Botlo Mikzoso Botlo Kulo. Nu Mahalach in Gansen. Anu Mahalach. This was one Haggadah. And half of this Haggadah was not Niskabel Bebezin, was Nisbatel. So ze din eidish a botla miktsosa, botla kula. Das a nu mahalach in Rav Yoisei, Teuchke de Dibu makes a one Haggadah, and one Haggadah, if they're saying, even though they're saying on two different inyonim, say Govah, Konav, and Tovah, but since it's one Haggadah, so we have such a klal, an Eidu Shebotlo Miktsosa, Botlo Kulo. This is the Mahalach of the Teisus Rabbeinu Peretz. So the Teisus Rabbeinu Peretz learns that the Eidus of the Gnevis Botlo, Als the din of Eidish a botla miktos a botla kula. The tam that the chayiv oinche yazoma and the tviche, even though I say la mafreyo hu nifsal, is because bepoil they were not posel bishas the Eidish tviche was said, because since they could have been choyzer, so they called kosher Eidim, so Memela, that's why this Einche Azam on the Tvicha. This is a whole new Mahalach, the way the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz says. Now, let us see Taisvitz. So, the Gemara understood, Mayas Takasha, according to Abaye. Behuzmu, the Gemara says, you were Mazem Ve'edim, Behuzmu ala tviche. So the Gemara asks, according to Abaye that holds Mafreyo Nifsal, so it comes out that they were psulim bishas the Eidus tviche. That was the Gemara's kash. Ve'im taima. So Taisus Takash, Afilu Laman Da Oma Mikan Olahaba Unifso. Afilu Ol Mikan Olahaba Unifso. Tikshe De Mikol Mokaim Im Ein Gneve Ein Tviche Umechire. But there's another problem over here. Forget about Lamafrey Unifso, Mikan Olahaba Unifso. But there's another problem. There's a problem that when we were mazim them on the tviche, their edus was already not functioning already, because we were mazim them on the gneiv already. But the edus tviche, they were not zaymim im lasois bishas hazom, but their edus already fizzled out. And if you hold hakoshe lav tchilas hazomi, so it comes out if there were mukrish before you were mazim, then there's no einshe hazom. So why did the Gemara only, the Gemara is takash, if you were mazim them first on the gneivim, if you were mazim them first on the gneivim, So it comes out, even though Mikano Labu Nivso, but Lemaisa Bishashi came to be Mazam them on the Tviche, the Eidus was not functioning anymore. The Eidus was Hukrash, because he meant Gneve and Tviche. So this is a Kasha, not according to Abai, but according to Rav, we have another Kasha. Behold, Akrosha Lavtchilas Hazomi. So Memele, so they should be potter of the Tvich. V'yesh loima, so Taisvus answers, Mishum de Kosova hakoshe tchilas hazomi. The Makshin held, we'll see later, is a whole sugya, do we say hakoshe tchilas hazomi, hakoshe lab tchilas hazomi. The Makshin held hakoshe tchilas hazomi. So that means, you shouldn't be in the spoil that they were hooked. Every Azom is like that. You makrish them, then you mazim them. But the hakoshe that creates that the Eidus is not functioning does not in any way be megareya the din Azom. First you mukrish, then you muzim. The hakoshe does not in any way be megareya the din Azom. He holds akrosha tchilas hazom. So the only kasha was only according to Abayef. L'mafrei u'nivsel, they were posel b'shas Tviche. But if Yom Mikan Alabo Nifsal, he held a kosher Tchilas Hazom. Right. That's this Tosfos. Sheyidu Bibas Achas Vehuzmo. The Kivin Sheyidu Bibas Achas. So Tosfos says, Pshat, what is the mile of Idu Bibas Achas? Leko Lemeima Bishas Eidis Tviche Psulim Hoyu. We can't say that they were possible Bishas Eidis Tviche. Aval Gavdele Machreya Hunifso. The king and Shido Babasachas, Ksheirim Hoyu Kshido Ala Tvicha, Kivin Shahoyu Yechoylem Lachzabem Ala Eidish El Gneve. Since when they said Eidis on the Tvicha, they were still capable of being Choyza on the Eidis of the Gneve, the Toichke de Dibba have, it was Toichke de Dibba. So we see that Tosfos learned like the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz we just mentioned before, that the lomdus of Basachas is that they had the koyach larzer aleidus agneve, so they were still kosher leidus b'shas they said tovach. So memele, so that's why they were kosher. So Tosfos learns like the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Fine. Now, Rashi said, "The loy garsinen vohuzmu bebasachas." Rashi seems hochi garsinen. Rashi made a girsa, but we're not goyres vohuzmu bebasachas. The bazoma loich beslon ibe basachas ibe zechas. It doesn't matter how bazoma was. The Iker Rashi says, you have to make sure that they were mazim first on the Tviche. Now, L'choyre, the Kavona, we'll see in Tosfos, so Tosfos understood Pshat and Rashi. Why do you have to be mazim them first on the Tviche? Because if you mazim them first on the Gneve, so then we'll have a problem of a Kosher Lav Tchilas Hazomet. That was Rashi's problem. So therefore, Rashi said, we mazim them first on the Tzviche, so they weren't mukrish on the Tzviche. And then, we mazim them on the Gneve. That's Pshat and Rashi. Kosher l'ri. So the Ri asks, Amor de Kekashe. De ma marviach bekuntres bahazomes what did Rashi accomplish by saying that they were mazim on the Tvicha Tchila? The imishum shim huzmu ala gneiva tchila. If Rashi means to say huzmu ala gneiva tchila havu mikroshim ala tvicha, so they're ready mukrish on the Tvicha. That means the Eidus Tvicha isn't functioning anymore. Because im engneve in tviche. Vanan alibe da baie mashninon, besvirle le kamada kroshe la tchila sazomehi. If that's the problem of Rashi, Rashi had a new problem. According to Abaye, yoda hiosa kroshe la tchila sazomehi. So we have a problem if you were mazim first on the gneve. So the Tvich is hukrish, so how could you be mazim them on the Tvich? Fraktoisus amuyim dike kashe, im kain salami yeskiu akashe, gam kshe huzmu ala Tvich atchile, what did Rashi accomplish? There was huzmu ala Tvich atchile, havo mekoshim ala gneve, But after they were mukrish on the Tvicha, the mukrish ala gneve. Me'ache shehidu bebasachas, v'toich kidei dibu kidibu domi. Kidi yomar besomuch l'Rab Yoisi. Techehidu eidis bebasachas. Rab Yoisi says, that if they were hidu eidis bebasachas, v'huzmu ala Tvicha, Botla kol ha'edis, the whole edis becomes bottle, And lochayre between you and me, from the lashon of Tosis, what's in Tosis learns like the Rabbeinu Peretz, Eidu shebot the lomdis of Rabbi Yosi's Eidus shebot lo miktosa bot lo kulo. So Tosis says, so since it was teichke dei dibu, so bot lo kol Eidus mishen teichke dei dibu ke dibu domi. Fragt doch Tosis of you a mazem on the Tviche, so the Eidus neighbor became bottle already. Fragt Tosis of you hold a kroshe lav tchilas hazome. So it comes out the Eidus Gneva was mukrish before you a mazem then. The Eidus Gneva isn't functioning anymore. Because al tzedin of Eidus Shabbatl mitzos Shabbatl kul, the Eidus Gneiv isn't functioning. So when you're mazim them, so why do you have to pay for the Gneiv? Vektaisus amoyredike kashe. If Rashi wants to be miyashiv the sugye, according to the mandioma that holds hakroshe lav tchilas hazome, and therefore Rashi took care to say that it's speaking about we're mazim and the tvicha tchile, so Tosfos says, Rabbi Rashi, it doesn't help. And the Tvicha, he took care that there was no Akrosh on the Tvicha before we mazim them. But the Akrosh of the Azoma and the Tvicha passes the Gneve. So it comes out before you were mazim them on the Gneve, they were mukrish on the Gneve. Or the din of Eidus Shabbatlo. Say Bazoi. So why do you have to pay on the Gneve? This is a Meire Dike Kashe that Tosfos asks on Rashi. And Beza Hashem, as the Sugya progresses, we'll see a beautiful teretz from the Haflo on Rashi, but the Vail will remain with the Kashe. The Kashe is a Meire Dike Kashe. Bono. Liyashiv teretzel esvoras abaye de lekamon. So Tosfos says, listen, this is a maridike kasha taka. If you want to be miyashiv, to say that our Gemara is going according to abaye that holds akroshel avtchilas hazome, the sov akroshel avtchilas hazome, Zorich ligrois vuhuzmu bebasachas. Then you have to be geres vuhuzmu bebasachas. Huzmu bebasachas. So there was what, there was azome and gneve tviche. So then there's no problem hakhoshe laftchilas azome. Because the regular, it was huzmu on both babasachas. So that means he wasn't mukrish before the azome. And the azome was mazim both of them. Then you have to be geir huzmu babasachas. That what Rashi was so careful not to be geirist, he says, fakel. The only way you could avoid this problem was only by being geirist huzmu babasachas. And then there's no problem of a kosh elav tchilas azome. That's if you're going, if you have this for a problem. But Taisi says, between you and me, Avol Ein Lochush, Sheina Talmud Choshish Atal Yashiv Divrei Abaye. The Gemara now is not bothered to Fa'emfer Abaye who holds a Kroshel of Trilis Azome. Elo b'mashom ala mafreyo nifsol. The Gemara is one problem that Abaye says ala mafreyo nifsol, and the problem of mafreyo nifsol, we had a kasha, so mafreyo nifsol, so he was posel, v'shas eidus tviche. V'hoylech u'metaretz v'shites ha-makshe, ha-soive de makshe grad hel, da-kroshe t'chilas ha-zomi k'defrishis lel. That was the previous thesis for Huzma la-gneve, that Tosfos said the only kash was only in Abaye and not on Rav, and Tosfos said on Rav is also shver because at kosher la tchilas hazom. So Tosfos said the makshin held at kosher tchilas hazom. So this makshin was held at kosher tchilas hazom, and the Gemara did not at all go into this problem. So the Gemara only had a different problem. With Lamafreya or Nifsa. on the bay. Chelakam kimishani masnisin la baye. Ahot oma lady the gemor is the mes the kasha na baye. Ahot oma the hot akosh la trilus azomi. The moes the kasha na baye akosh la trilus azomi. Umuki lo kshuhuzmu trila ala tviche. Ein choshish lutare to my doma rabbi la mafreyunif. So there the gemor is not going into yenna problem. Here the Gemara was only bothered with the problem of the Mafreya and Nifsel, and later the most bothered with the problem of a Choshel Avtchilas Hazome, and each problem was answered. Let us see the Gemara further. Gemara wanted to say that the Machloikis, Rabbi Yosi, and the Tanakame, if when they were Huzam on the Tviche, if the Eidus Gneve is Hukrash or not Hukrash, is totally in the machloikis if la mafreyo nifso mikano la habo nifso. So the Gemara says no. Omri, three lines from the bottom. Itoichidei dibo kedibo domi. You don't have to say that that's the machloikis. You want to say because we start with the sugi leima kitanoi. The Gemara says no. You don't have to say this a machloikis. If l'mafrei nifso mekama l'habo nifso. If yoltoich k'dei dibu k'dibu domi t'kulam l'mafrei o nifso. Then everyone holds l'mafrei o nifso. L'hoch b'seich k'dei dibu k'dibu domi kam iflegi. This kufa is the machloikis. Is there, everyone holds l'mafrei o nifso. Is there such a concept of toich k'dei dibu k'dibu domi? Rabbonon sovri toich kedei dibo lav kedibo domi, Rabbi Yosi sova toich kedei dibo kedibo domi. That's the machloikis. Zot Rashi, lav kedibo domi, it's not considered one dibo. Vahavelu shtei idiots, it's two distinct idiots. Umishum chode lo yiskacheshish idoch. So because he was iskachish by one edis, the mishas diba achrein nifsulu. Here we say, give us irash lozak taraivet. They became posel by the diba achrein. V'loi mishas diba rishon. Not when they said the first diba. If you don't say this concept, it's zocher b'shama, diba achrein emru, it's one diba. So they became posel by the second dibo, not by the first dibo. And Rabbi Yosi holds kedibo domi, uchechad eidus domi, it's one eidus, tepsulim hoyu ba'oise shorash, he seems to say klo like the rabbit, so when they said the eidus, they were then psulim. Zok to Gemara Baita. V'sova Rabbi Yosi toich kedibo kedibo domi, Rabbi Yosi holds toich kedei dibo kedibo domi. But now we have a problem. We learned a Mishnah. Areize tmuras oilo tmuras shlomen. A person had a behemah and he said this should be tmuras oilo tmuras shlomen. Areizu tmuras oilo divrei rameh. Rameh says it's a tmuras oilo. And what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, "Hachisin areizu tmura soila tmura shlomim, v'legosinin u tmura shlomim." Fine. Areizu tmura soila divrei rameya disla rameya tofes loshen rishon. He said, "Tofes loshen rishon." We'll see. Perhaps a better beer and toisus. What the lomdus of tofes loshen rishon is. But anyway. that Meir said he said Tmura Seira, Tmura Shlomim, Tofes, Loshen Rish. Rabbi Yossi says as follows, Im lekach niskaven mitchil. What is, if he was mechaven mitchile to say both? He wanted it should be atmuras oilo tmuras shlom. Oil v'yev shalikroi shnei shemais ke'echot. Nebuch, he couldn't say both together. But that's it. He wanted it should be tmuras oilo tmuras shlomim. Dvorov kayomim. So then, whatever he said is kai. Zot Rashi. So what happens? Dvorov kayomim. V'tire, so what is it? It's both. V'tire anshet istoy, so it'll be roye till it becomes a balmum. V'timoche, and then as balmum will sell it, v'yovi b'dmeichetzio oilo, v'meichetzio shlomim. It's a tmuras oilo, a tmuras shlomim, and that means half is a tmuras oilo, half is a tmuras shlomim. You can't do anything with it, so you'll wait till it becomes a balmum, and you'll be pointed, and half of the dam will be for an oil, and half of the dam will be for a shlom. That is if he meant both. But the imomar tmuras oilo v'nimlach. What if he changed his mind? He said tmuras oilo v'nimlach. V'omar tmuras shlom. Ha'reizu tmuras oilo. Then said tmuras oilo. So that means, so the Gemara understood, let's understand, so far the Gemara understood, he said, it should be at Tmuras Oilo, he said 1 o'clock. 1:05, he's starting, change my mind, Tmuras Shlomo. So Rabbi Yossi said, it's at Tmuras Oilo. Vavinim bo nimlach, pshite, he said 1 o'clock, Tmuras Oilo, 1:05, he changes his mind, so it's bullshit, he can't change it, he can't ready to move his oil. For Omar Rav Popa, Nimlach, Betoich Kedei Dibor, Komrida. No. It was Toich Kedei Dibor, he changed his mind, and now he wanted to make it a Tmura Shlomim, and it's too late. So Mamela, you see, you just tell me Rabbi Yossi holds that Toichdei Dibur Kedibur Dome, and it's called Bon Begat Godin, and whatever the Lomdus is. And here we see that you can't be Chayza Toichdei Dibur. Omri, so the Gemara says, I'll tell you. Trei Toichdei Dibur Havo. There's 2 Toichdei Dibur. Chad kedei sheilas talmud l'rav. 1 teich kedei dibur is that the time it takes for a talmud to give sholem to a rav. A rav, you say, sholem alecha, moiri v'rebi. So you have 4 words. That's 1 teich kedei dibur. V'chad kedei sheilas horav l'talmud. And 1 teich kedei dibur is a 2 word teich kedei dibur. Shalom Alecha. So Memela, so there's a big Teich Kedei Dibur and a small Teich Kedei Dibur. Ki les le Rabbi Yossi Kedei Shailas Talmud L'Rav. That Rabbi Yossi doesn't, you're right, from this Mishnah we see Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the Lomdus of Teich Kedei Dibur. That's speaking about Shailas Talmud L'Rav. Sholem Alecha Rebbe Yemoiri, the Nofish, that's 4 words. He holds in the span of 4 words, it's too late to be Chayza. Kedei Shailas Arav Le Talmud, Sholem Alecha Islai. Kedei Shailas Arav Le Talmud, Sholem Alecha Islai. Fine. So this is the Maskonas HaGemore. And if we will learn the Gemara Kipshutai, so we end up as follows, by saying that The Gemara wanted to be Messiah. The Machlokes of Yosi in the Tana Kama is there a loch of Teich Kedeidim? Everyone knows the Machreyu Nifsal. Is there a loch of Teich Kedeidim? The Tana Kama holds there is not a loch of Teich Kedeidim, so Memelo, who's the Malagneve? So he's not possible. Who's the Malatvich? He's not possible on the Gneve. And Rabbi Yossi holds Huzam Alatviche Yis Posel on the Gneve. But that is Dafke Atoich Kedei Dibbo of Shailas Chav Le Talmud. But Shailas Talmud Le Rav, no one holds Toich Kedei Dibbo Kedibbo Domi. Memele and this Mishneh in Tmure speaking about a big Toich Kedei Dibbo. And then, no one holds Teich Kedei Dibbo Kedibbo Dom. Now, I just like to remain with a kasha that the Shach asks, and then we'll stop with the kasha. The Rambam says that if a person said, Areizu Tmuras Oilo, then he said Tmuras Shlomim, it was Nimlach, it doesn't help. So the Mephoshim explain in the Rambam, why doesn't it help? They did, but why doesn't it help? So the Mephoshim Amurdik Alumdis. The whole din of Teich Kedei Dibbo Kedibbo Domi, that you could be Chayzer, is by Dibburim. I said something, I retract what I said. No. You can retract your Dibbo, Teich Kedei Dibbo. That's the halacha. But when it comes to Hegdish, we have a klal amirosi legavoya kimsirosi lehed yitomi. When he said, Areze Tmuras Oile, it's not just words he's saying. It's a Mirosa Legvoik, it's a Maisekinyan already. Hegdish was Koine. It's worked already. It's a Maise. You did a Maise already. Then there's not enough Teich Kedei Dibbo. Beautiful Lomdis. So that is why Teich Kedei Dibbo doesn't help. Frekta Eilik Ishach, Ish the Mitzay, a Gemara in Merube, that they bring down all these that say the Svar and the Rambam, they forgot enough, they sang Fakert and a Gemara in Merube. The Gemara in Merube asked this Kasha, well, why don't you say Teich Kedei Dibbo according to Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara should have said, I'm Barambam Matim Tzanach. You can't say Teich Kedei Dibbo, we are Merosu Gvek, Mitzurot Sred. No! The Gemara is the Kasha, and the Gemara says it's a Moiridike Kasha, and the Gemara says that it's speaking about that it wasn't a proper Teich Kedei Dibbo. That's what the Gemara says. So he says this Teres, what they say, is they forgot an often the Gemara in Merube.